from NPR Music. This is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. You know, every July, Latin alternative music fans and industry folks gather in New York for the Latin Alternative Music Conference. Now, Jasmine and I will be there in mid-July, but first, I have to get her back from Mexico City. She's with us through the magic of technology from Mexico City. Jasmine, say hi.
Hola, chicos. Acá estoy en el DF.
Also joining us for this LAMC preview is Raul Campos. Now, he hosts a show on NPR member station KCRW in Santa Monica, California. Raul, welcome to Alt Latino.
Thank you very much. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Jasmine, how are you doing?
I am doing very well. I'm here in Mexico City, and I'm so excited to be with you guys.
Now, we're going to play some music from bands that we're looking forward to seeing at the LAMC, and we're starting with something that I picked, one of my picks. What you're hearing in the background is a band called The Sconnect. And this is a band that I found at Viva Latino in Mexico City back in April. They're one of the bands that I'm looking forward to seeing again, only because they're slightly different. They've got this string quartet concept going, and they're mixing in all these different elements of folkloric music from various parts of Latin America. Raul, are you familiar with the band? Have you heard them before?
I am not. I saw the name on the lineup out in Mexico City for Vive Latino, but I didn't get the chance to see them. So I'm looking forward to seeing bands that I've never seen, especially in New York at LAMC, because that's really the perfect place to showcase them.
And Jasmine, you were there in Mexico City, but you saw another band at the same time. And we played these guys on an earlier show. And, you know, I kind of like, I'm going to drag you to their concert this time so you can see how they really work in all these different elements. They're an exciting band to watch live, believe it or not.
Well, Felix, first of all, let me say that this is what happens when I leave Washington, D.C. and the United States for more than a week. You stage a coup and start off the show with instrumental music. And I do remember this band because, you know, we were kind of worried about getting lost when, you know, losing each other when we were at Vive Latino this year. So Felix wore this really bright blue cap so that I wouldn't lose him. And when this band started to play, I immediately lost him in the crowd, you know, and then I would just see his bright blue cap among the masses of people watching this band. You were really into them.
One more Mexican amid a crowd of many in Mexico City. I'll wear the cap in New York so you won't lose me.
Good, good.
That was a track called Sensotli by the band The Sconnect, one of the bands we're looking forward to seeing at the LAMC in New York. Raul, you're the guest. You're next. Who do you have lined up?
I have a gentleman from Chile by the name of Alex Anwanter. Have you guys heard of this guy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I was just kind of going through YouTube and going through iTunes and just finding out music from this guy. And I stumble across the album Rebeldes, and it is just fantastic. I'm all like, man, this guy is great. So I'm looking forward to seeing them this Sunday. And then, of course, over at LAMC New York. So the album is great, and I think the guy is going to be huge, even crossing over here into the States. So I'm looking forward to that.
He's definitely got a pop genius to him. We recently played on our show the song Cómo Puedes Vivir Contigo Mismo. And first of all, he's someone who has said that Michael Jackson is one of his biggest influences. And you can really tell in the style of his music and his dance. And I just loved the video for this song because, you know, his music and his aesthetic is so LGBT friendly. And I love what he's doing. And I agree with you, Raul. I really think that he is poised to be a pop sensation here in the U.S. It's just very catchy, danceable stuff. You know how much Felix loves danceable pop.
We all do. Talking about the videos, I mean, obviously he is a bit of a videographer himself, so you can tell that the video element to the songs goes hand in hand. So I just wanted to mention that he's the package, which is going to be kind of cool, and it's an odd thing to see these days. It's a bit of a rarity, somebody that's the complete package. He looks good, his videos look good, and of course the music sounds great, so you can't lose with that. So the track that I want to play is just this luscious thing called Tormenta, so let's check it out.
Esto es una tormenta. Esto es el fin de nuestra confusión. La rara ocasión. Quiero saber si ves. Quiero saber si ves cada acción que hay. No son drogas, no me hacen dormir. Y el primer verano se acerca piano, piano. Quiero saber si ves, quiero saber si ves. Y sientes el golpe que veo.
And of course, listeners of the show know that I'm a dancer and an unabashed lover of indie pop and dance music. And I just love what Alex Anwander is doing, whether it's like these kind of romantic, rich ballads that he does or his more danceable stuff. I'm really excited to see him live because, like Raul said, he definitely incorporates these visual elements. He's as much a videographer as he is a musician. And back to that song, Como Puedes Vivir Contigo Mismo, it was a kind of a shout out to the early 90s documentary Paris is Burning, with all the voguing. And I'm just so excited to see what he does on stage.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I couldn't agree more with that.
Okay, before we get back into more music, Raul, why don't you take just a couple seconds to tell us how long you've been doing the show there and how you found your way to Latin alternative music?
Well, I started at KCRW as a volunteer, as most DJs and staff people here at the station, back in 1998. And it was one of those kind of things where you just start answering phones in the main office, then moved into the music library and putting away like CDs for all the DJs. And that's really where I ran into Nick Harcourt, who was the host of Morning Becomes Eclectic back then, and the music director, and basically asked them, you know, what's the procedure, what's the process? And he said, make him a demo, and kind of the rest is history. I started doing some fill-ins and then got my own show, which was called Nocturna back in the day. Started Wednesday nights, late night, and then they moved me to Saturdays. And then from there moved me to weeknights. And when I was doing a Saturday show, that was kind of more of a dance show. I played a lot of house music, a lot of progressive electronica. But then when they moved me to weeknights, it obviously can't be like disco dance party Saturday night every night of the week. So I had to really kind of mix it up. But this was kind of a blessing in disguise, really, because I'm born and raised here in L.A., the youngest of seven, you know, I have three older brothers, three older sisters, and all the gamut of music that was influential to me, whether it was stuff here from the States or stuff from Mexico or all over the world, that's kind of where the Latin stuff kind of started to creep in, where back then on Saturdays I wouldn't normally get to play it, But when I started moving to Monday through Friday, it just opened up the doors to be able to play so many different styles of music, whether it's in Spanish, English, Japanese, French, you name it. It was easy just to play stuff that I liked and loved. And so, you know, when the LAMC starts rolling around, I'm all like, I got to be there. I got to check out these bands and see these artists perform live. And so that's really kind of where it all started and how I ended up getting a lot more involved with LAMC.
It's interesting for me to note how different people get to Latin alternative music. So, Jasmine, you're up. What song did you bring for us? What band do you want to hear?
Well, I feel kind of bad because I'm definitely going to be the voice of cliche here. I am super excited about some of the big names that are going to be at the Latin Alternative Music Conference. I'm going to start us off with Calle 13. We've had them on the show as guest DJs. We've worked with them. They've won, how many Latin Grammys did they win? It was like an almost obnoxious amount. But I've never seen them live, and I am super excited about that. They're also going to be doing like a Q&A panel at the LAMC, and I love the undiscovered bands that are going to be at the conference, but man, I'm really looking forward to seeing Calle 13 on stage.
And this is their track that we've played on the show before, but I think everybody loves. This is the track Latino America.
Soy lo que dejaron, soy toda la sobra de lo que se robaron. Un pueblo escondido en la cima, mi piel es de cuero, por eso aguanta cualquier clima. Soy una fábrica de humo, mano de obra campesina para tu consumo. Frente de frío en el medio del verano, el amor en los tiempos del cólera, mi hermano. El sol que nace y el día que muere, con los mejores atardeceres. Soy el desarrollo en carne viva, un discurso político sin saliva. Las caras más bonitas que he conocido, soy la fotografía de un desaparecido, la sangre dentro de tus venas, soy un pedazo de tierra que vale la pena, una canasta con frijoles, soy Maradona contra Inglaterra, anotándote dos goles, soy lo que sostiene mi bandera, la espina dorsal del planeta en mi cordillera.
Calle 13 is a Puerto Rican rap duo, and it's a band that... It's just so great to see a group of artists that you can really see their trajectory and their growth spurts. And this album was just growth in strides, lyrically, musically, whereas a lot of their fellow Latin rappers are pretty, you know, stagnant and regurgitating the same beats and the same tired lyrics. This is a band that just keeps growing exponentially. I'm gonna tell you guys, I can't listen to this song without tearing up. It's an ode to Latin America. Again, speaking about artists who are both musically proficient and visually spectacular, we're gonna post the video to this song on our website, npr.org/altlatino. But it's a beautiful ode to Latin America, and the lyrics. Let me just give you a sample of the lyrics. They're just saying, I am the picture of someone who disappeared in a dirty war. My favorite line is, I'm Latin America, a people without legs, but who somehow still manages to walk forward. And it features Totola Mompocina from Colombia, who we also had the pleasure of interviewing, a traditional Colombian singer. It's just chilling.
Well, I gotta agree with you about Calle 13. Now, I've had the opportunity to see them a few times, and I've had the chance to hang out with Rene a bit and talk to him about music and his influences and all that kind of stuff. Super down-to-earth guy, and of course, they're on point, and they're a band that's growing. And even from the get-go, from the first time that I saw them over at Central Park for LAMC a few years back, they opened up, I think, for Café Tacuba or somebody like that. And to me, they stole the show. They were on fire. And then to see them a couple years later headline that same stage that they opened up for, and to come back. And I was talking with Tomas Cookman about, you know, LAMC and, you know, the idea of repeating the same acts. But with a band that has won so many Grammys, how could you say no to Calle 13? I mean, they're going to bring the house down, and you guys are in for a treat if you haven't seen them yet. It is going to be absolutely fantastic.
Oh. aquí se comparte, lo mío es tuyo. Este pueblo no se ahoga con marullo, y si se derrumba, yo lo reconstruyo. Tampoco pestañeo cuando te miro, para que te recuerde de mi apellido. La operación Cóndor invadiendo mi nido, perdono pero nunca olvido, oye.
Vamos caminando, aquí se respira.
I'm gonna continue with the band. Now, these are two bands that I know nothing about, to be honest with you. And that's one of the joys of going to these festivals like Viva Latino, like LAMC, where you can see your favorites, but also discover stuff along the way, too. These are a band that I personally are not familiar with. And the next one is a band called Profetas. And this is a track called Baila.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Jez, how's that? Is that danceable enough for you?
Listen, I don't believe that you're doing the moping walk. I think that you're kicking back in your chanclas with a nice tecate while I help with NPR's coverage of Mexican politics right now. That's what I think.
Well, I normally would be doing that, but our Alt Latino producer Jessica Goldstein's cracking the whip on me, so you know I'm working. I'm doing it.
Good job, Jess.
Like I said, I don't know anything about this band, and I went through the LAMC list of who was playing, and I just looked for a band that I didn't know, and I clicked on them, and I looked at them in YouTube, and, you know, it looks like, I think they're from Colombia, but I like the sound, and I like the idea of, again, these bands from Colombia that are mixing contemporary music with some of that Afro-Colombian culture, and when you look at the video and you listen to some of the music, That's what's going on here, and I'm just interested to see what else is coming out of Colombia.
Definitely. I think that there's, you know, with Latin rap and Latin hip-hop fusion, I would say that it's, in my case, I don't know how Raul feels about it, but it's, I either love it or I just can't stand it. And it's like the production value, and also if they're trying to sound too much like, you know, like other hip-hop names. This is something that I can really get down with. And, you know, a great example was last year I discovered the band Cuarto Poder, which is a Venezuelan hip-hop band. And it was really interesting because I wasn't a huge fan of the first CD I got because, again, it had that kind of canned, almost like just a little cliche sound. And then I got their mixtape, Como En Vivo, and it's everything Latin hip-hop should be, and this kind of reminds me of that. You know, it's just a perfect fusion, not trying to be anything that they're not, and danceable and fun with a little bit of consciousness in there. I really like this, Felix. Good pick.
Baila. Yeah, I'm also, I got to be on board with that as well. I'm a big fan of Profetas and, of course, the whole kind of Latin hip-hop fusion. And you mentioned bands like Cuarto Poder. When I first heard that track, Arenita Playita, I had to get that on the mixed compilation back in the day, Lotería Beats. And it's just that fusion, the different elements, and even mixing the both languages and doing the Spanglish thing at times. It is really cool. I totally dig it.
So I guess we're all kind of having like this international dance party. Like I'm kind of dancing in my seat in Mexico City, and Felix is like, I don't know how Felix dances in Washington, D.C., and Raul over in Los Angeles. But Raul, you also brought something a little more, shall I say, melodramatic and melancholy.
A little bit. This is time to bring out the bottle of tequila and cry a little bit.
Oh, wait, I have it right here next to me.
No. In all seriousness, I'm a big fan of Carla Morrison. Now, the previous album was great, and this new one is fantastic. And it's simply called Let Me Cry, Déjenme Llorar. And the track Tu Orgullo is just beautiful, and I can't stop playing it. I've been playing it on the air quite a bit here at KCRW, and I know she's going to be at LAMC for the first time. So a lot of hype on this girl, obviously from Tecate, from Baja California, and she spent time in Arizona and has traveled, is very studied. She has a huge musical knowledge, and the music shows it. So I'm looking forward to checking her out, and really, Tu Orgullo is one of my favorite songs at the moment, so let's check it out.
You know, it's not a real Mexican party until someone starts crying, so let's spin this.
¿En qué momento perdí el control de mis sentimientos cuando decidí aceptar tu secretos, en qué momento dejé hacerme daño con todo esto, cuando dime que no ves que perdí el conocimiento, y a la locura se metió a mi piel, los recuerdos no dejan de volver, cuando quiero por fin comprender, mis dudas visitan.
So Felix, I know you got to put away the Kleenex. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Déjenme Llorar is the brand new record from Carla Morrison, and Tu Orgullo is just, it's just a stunner. And looking forward to checking her out. She's going to be doing a few shows out there for LAMC in New York, and it's going to be fun just to finally meet her, because I've been a fan of hers for a few years now. So I'm looking forward to checking her out.
I should say that Carla is huge in Mexico City. I've heard her a few times, like blasting out of stores and cars. And I went to a party the other day, and they were playing Carla Morrison, and I was like, I know her. I've interviewed her. I also got to see her live here in Mexico City at a concert put on by the student protest movement here, which is called Yo Soy 132, I am 132. And she played a song that I think she composed especially for the student protest movement. She's amazing, amazing live. I mean, she's one of those rare artists that I would even maybe say she sounds even more powerful and polished live than she does on record, even though her records are spectacular. So I'm so excited to see her. So guys, I have something a little like totally different, actually. I gotta say, I'm really in a Latin hip hop mood lately, and all of my picks for today's show and all of the, I mean, I'm looking forward to all of these artists, but the ones I'm most excited about are Latin hip hop artists, which is interesting. A couple of years back, I kind of had an aversion to Latin hip hop. I think when it was still in its earlier stages, and I associated it with, you know, not being too original, and but I have just fallen in love with Latin hip hop in the last few years. And an artist who we've interviewed and who is, it's interesting, she is otra cara de la misma moneda, you know, another side of the same coin. She's as intense and thoughtful as Carla Morrison, but a lot more aggressive and belligerent. We've had her on the show as a guest DJ. I'm talking about Spain's Mala Rodriguez. She is a rapper extraordinaire. I'd say I listen to her at least maybe every day, you know, especially when I go jogging and I'm in a feisty mood. And I have never seen her live again, but I'm just thrilled to see her.
This is the track Yo No Mato El Tiempo by Mala Rodriguez.
Curva peligrosa, tócame la cintura y cosa, disfruta, olor a jazmín, free, hierba recién cortada, calle nocturna mojada, nada por la portada. La cumbre es bella, el camino loco, hay que ver cómo se despeinan buscando el foco. Y luego que no pasa nada, la vergüenza porque tiene las manos manchadas. La salida, la llegada, quiero reconocerme en ti, sentirme en casa en medio de la nada. Balbucea sin miedo, tengo mucho que hacer. Venga papi, vámonos a ver amanecer. Si cada día que nace es un día que estreno, no un día menos pa' morir. Ay, yo no mato el tiempo, lo adoro como condimento. Estoy experimentando un nuevo tratamiento. Día que nace, día que estreno, no un día menos pa' morir. Ay, yo no mato el tiempo.
I just love how Mala Rodriguez totally stays true to her accent. She doesn't try to standardize her Spanish or sound like anything else. And, you know, after we finished taping this guest DJ, Felix walked out with me and we were both like, hostia, what a great accent she has. It's just so sexy and wonderful and aggressive, and she drops syllables everywhere, and it's beautiful. I am very fascinated by different Spanish language accents and by picking them up, and you can expect a little of that, Felix, when I go back. You know, I might have a tiny Mexican accent. A tiny accent that is Mexican, not a tiny Mexican accent.
This is another band I know nothing about, but I saw the name, clicked on them, saw them on YouTube, and was fascinated by the sound. The band is called Pate de Foi, and this is a track called Mujer que te peinas.
Ventana se asoma sin sol, de frente al espejo de tu habitación, contemplando el reflejo con desilusión. La extraña sensación de tristeza en el día que empieza con esta canción. Te peinas sin prisa, mientras tanto afuera la calle te espera sobre el hormigón. lejano a tu corazón.
So you get an idea of the instrumentation and you get an idea of this band. I heard a marimba, I heard, I think there's a bandoneon or an accordion. That little sound is a vibra slap. It's kind of a modern version of the jawbone, a quijada. I don't even know how to describe them, but they're kind of a throwback, but in their own way. Do you guys know anything about this band?
I think I played this band on our show a while ago. I'm not sure, but I like that they, instead of, you know, they kind of Latinized Pate de Foi, and the F-U-A, and they do have that very ballady, kind of romantic and sensual tempo to their stuff, and that's really beautiful. Also, Mujer que te peinas, woman who brushes your hair, it's a very beautiful imagery. A little bit sad for someone like me who just got a terrible haircut in Mexico City, but I'll be okay.
Sueños de mañana con distinto amanecer y como un reproche volverán tus ganas despertando en los rincones de tu piel. Mujer que te peinas mientras la mañana en cada ventana se asoma hacia el sol. De frente al espejo de tu habitación, contemplando el reflejo con desilusión. Muñequita rota, triste tu porcelana. Verás que mañana será un día mejor. Que canten las notas de tu hermosa risa. Perfuma la brisa de tu alrededor con tu presencia de flor.
Raul, you have on deck one of my favorite bands from Los Angeles, La Santa Cecilia, and they were just featured on NPR's All Things Considered. Tell us why you like these guys, because I know I really love them.
Well, my roots are in dance music. As a club DJ, as a house party DJ, as a rave DJ from back in the day, it's all about dance music for me. That's my main love. But La Santa Cecilia, I got to represent LA with this one, just because they are... phenomenal. I love the party that they bring to any performance that they're doing. And the song Chicle, you know, there's so many that I could have chosen, but I really like this track Chicle, and they're just so much fun. The energy that they bring and the traditional sounds and the fusion with modern vibes here, especially from LA, it's you can't compare it to anything else. So they're in a league of their own, and that's why I love them so much.
This is the track Chicle, which means gum.
De una flor, ¿cómo logro dominar?
I was having this conversation with someone at All Things Considered, actually, that, as Felix mentioned, just featured this band. And we were talking about how La Santa Cecilia is this amazing band. They're amazing live. Their records are just beautiful, their recordings. And my personal recent favorite is their rendition of Tainted Love. And how they're a band that's always just about to break, like make it really big and become super popular. And they're always about to do that. And my hope is that this is their moment at the Latin Alternative Music Conference, because these dudes are just amazing.
They're a group of accomplished musicians. They're all very, very good at multi-instrumentalists. But that voice, man, when you put all that great musicianship around that voice, they just stand out.
And they're also very young. And it reminds me of when Ozzy Osbourne like first came on the scene and talking about Los Angeles and where their roots are and where they're coming from and the stories that they're telling in their songs. I'm seeing very similar parallels between the two bands. So I'm looking forward to big things from La Santa Cecilia in the years to come.
Well, guess what? I have another hip-hop track.
Surprise, surprise.
No way.
Looking at the lineup of artists, there's no way we couldn't mention Ana Tijoux, the Chilean rapper. This has been, I don't know, I don't want to say this has been her year, because I feel like every year is her year. She's so on point and on top of her game. She did recently release the album La Bala, The Bullet, which is a very politically conscious, very eloquent and poignant and heartfelt album, which talks a lot about the situation in Chile right now. It's a little bit less autobiographical than 1977, her previous work was. And we recently had her on as a guest DJ, one of my favorite guest DJs, really. She's so hilarious. I mean, you hear her songs and you think, oh, she's going to be very serious and you know, oh, let's talk about serious stuff. But she's hilarious, and she makes like farting noises with her mouth all the time. And she picked everything from, like, you know, a lot of jazz to French heavy metal to classic hip hop. I have seen Ana Tijoux live at a Tiny Desk concert. It was very acoustic and stripped down. I think it'll be a totally different experience to see her on a stage with a band and a lot of people around. It's going to be really different.
This is the track Shock from Ana Tijoux.
Venenos, tus monólogos, tus discursos sin coloros. No ves que no estamos solos. Millones de polo a polo al son de un solo coro. Marcharemos con el tono, con la convicción que basta de robo. Tu estado de control, tu trono podrido de oro. Tu política y tu riqueza y tu tesoro. No, la hora sonó, la hora sonó. No permitiremos más, más tu doctrina del shock. La hora sonó, la hora sonó. La hora sonó.
You know, Jasmine, you're totally right about how she is in person, because I do the show when we're out for LAMC in New York. I do my show live from over there, and this year should be the same thing. But I think it was last year or the year before, we had Anna on, and I was totally worried that she was going to be very political, very, you know, just over the top, but she wasn't. She was so down to earth. She even made me, I think, beatbox for a little bit, because I go, you know, you want to do a little freestyle right now? And she goes, well, I need beats. You want to beatbox for me? So she even made me beatbox on air, which is never going to happen again.
I was just going to ask you.
No. It's not going to happen. I'm sorry. You can go back and hear the archive. But she's totally cool, and she's also one of those artists that we've seen grow over the years. And the first time I heard Ana Tijoux was on the track with Julieta Venegas, Eres Para Mí. You know, she was doing the rap, and I'm all like, who is this doing the rap on this? Because I totally dug her tone and her rhyming style. And then to see her come out with her solo album, I'm all like, wait a minute, okay. I was getting flashbacks of that. And then seeing her on stage with the full band, with the DJ, and now hearing this next album, it's really cool to see the growth and the expansion of her lyrics, of her rhyming, of the production elements, the collaborations that she's doing with people like Jorge Drexler. You know, so you see these kind of odd pairings, but she makes them work, and it's a really cool thing to hear and see.
I was worried also, you know, when you really like an artist, like I loved 1977, and then you like them so much that you're worried about their next album. You're like, oh God, please be as good as this. Also, I guess, you know, at LAMC, I'm going to have to try and get you to beatbox, and I'm going to have to try and get Felix to do El Grito, which I can't get him to do.
A Mexican grito?
All right, if you get Felix to do that, I will beatbox.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll call it a DJ mashup.
There you go. I can do that. Raul Campos, thank you so much for joining us. This has been a lot of fun. And, you know, we ought to do this again, man, because this was really cool.
I'm down whenever you guys want me on. And same thing with you guys. If you guys are ever in L.A., come by the station, come by the studios, and let's just jibber-jabber about music, because it's always fun to hear different people's perspective on why they want to hear this or why they want to see that. And it's really cool to be able to collaborate on something like this. So looking forward to seeing you guys in New York.
Raul is the host of a radio show on NPR member station KCRW in Santa Monica, California.
I just want to remind our listeners that they can follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
And you can hear each one of the songs that we play today in its entirety on our website at npr.org/altlatino. And also, again, check out Alt Latino Radio at the same website, 24/7 stream of every song we've ever played on the show. And we'll be tweeting live from LAMC, so keep an eye out for that.
Orale.
A fitting way to end the participation from Mexico City. Thank you very much, Jasmine. Thank you very much, Raul. This has been Alt Latino.
Felix, have you been sitting at my desk?
No, I haven't.
It better not be messy, Felix. When I get there, I better not find, like, cans of Coke everywhere and, like, that you hung up your Jennifer Lopez posters on my wall.
No, it's a little messy. We've been using it for storage, but I'll tell you about that when you get here.
Did you adjust her chair?
That's the big thing.
Did you adjust her chair?
I didn't touch her chair.
I don't believe a word of it.